My name is Ty French, and these are my rants.
Welcome to Ty Rants.
Oh my God. Hello, hello. I'm sobbing, you guys. I'm sobbing. I have tears streaming down my face. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Ty Rants. My name is Ty French, and this is my podcast. Oh my gosh. I have literal tears down my face right now. I'm uncontrollably sobbing, and probably not for the reasons why you think I am. I don't know what you would think I am, but I'm rewatching The Real Housewives of Orange County, and I just, like, I'm caught up on all my shows these days. Nothing's really exciting me. I'm kind of over pop culture right now. I'm just like, I'm tapped out. And Housewives is my comfort show. I love it. And I love when I'm like, I feel like when I'm really busy in my life, like Coachella coming up, when I'm getting ready for Coachella, I want something to watch that I don't have to constantly pay attention to, that I already know, or that I can just listen to. Honestly, half the times I'm listening to Housewives is if it's like a podcast. Like, I don't even really watch it. But anyways, I'm just, you know, I knew I had to sit down and record this episode. I've been so busy all day. Coachella prep, Camp Rat. We're leaving tomorrow. So I've just been running around like a chicken with my head cut off this week. And I, you know, I'm in my malnutrition era, so I hurry and ordered some food. I'm not going to tell you what I ordered, bitch, okay? I'm not going to tell you what I just stuffed my face with. Okay, fine. I just had a Big Mac. Fine. I just had McDonald's, okay? Are you happy now? Are you happy now that you got that out of me? Yeah, sue me. Sue me. If having a Big Mac 2 days before Coachella is a crime, lock me up, officer, because I'm ready to go to jail. I just had a Big Mac, I had a hamburger, and I had some fries. And I'm about to start drinking my Diet Coke. I, you know what? I deserve it because I did two photo shoots today for two different brand partnerships. Was that it? I thought I did so much more. What did I do this morning? You know me. I've just been getting ready. I've been, you know, packing. Oh, I filmed like a reel. I've just been, you know, popping my pussy. I'm in my content era today. And I have to go to an event tonight. And then I have to drive to my friend Nick Mackey's house. Bingo. And then to get all the stuff from Camp Rat, because thank God he lets me store it in his garage. What am I saying? I really am going on a rant. Oh, so I ordered McDonald's because I got home from a photo shoot. I literally have, this episode's going to be quick. I only have a little bit to, you know, before I have to go to this event, and then I have to go to Nick Maggie's house. Anyways, so I ordered some McDays, some Golden Arches. I ordered Big Mac from the man next door. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to hurry and watch maybe 15 minutes of Housewives while I eat this. It just so happened to be Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 10, Episode 5, titled Game Changer. If you've watched Real Housewives of Orange County, maybe you know this episode. If you have not, to sum it up, they are having a gorgeous, normal episode. The gals are having fun. They're having a bunko evening. Bunch of old, rich, white Republican women playing bunko in Orange County. What could be better? And then Vicki Gunvalson walks on into the other room, receives a phone call. Hello. Her mother died. The phone call was from her daughter. Oh my gosh, my stomach is making weird noises. Now's not the time, stomach. Acid reflux. Oh my gosh, my heartburn. Guys, I'm getting old. Now's not the time. She receives a phone call. Her daughter, Brianna, tells her that her mother passed away. Her mother was not sick. Her mother was not very old. She had just talked to her this morning. her brother found her in bed. She passed away in her sleep, I think, or a nap or something. And I've seen this season 1,200 times, and I always forget it's coming up because it just happens in such a jarring part of the episode. Like, it is literally in the middle of the episode, and they're having so much fun. They're playing Bunko. Woo! For that to happen to you, for you to find out that your mother has passed away while you are on camera, while you are at a game night with all your friends, not even in your home. My stomach needs to quit with those noises. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. That's so embarrassing. I'm trying to talk about this really sad moment. Oh my God. Excuse me, you guys. It is the saddest scene in reality television that I have ever seen. It is, every time I watch it, immediate, I'm sobbing. You can just hear the pain in her voice. And she's shrieking, just like, what do you mean? What do you mean? How can this happen? It is. And then, you know, the girls hear her. So then they come in and then they find out. And they've been friends for so long. And it is. Okay. But anyways, didn't mean to start your Wednesday off like that. I just thought that I was going to, you know, hop on, record a quick little episode for my tyrants and enjoy some McDonald's, my cheat meal, because I'm in my malnutrition era. And I figured it was a Big Mac or nothing. And instead, I am met with drama, grief, sadness, death, jail. So I came up on here and I had to immediately stop watching. So I'm in the middle of the scene. I'll probably finish that later. And I figured, what better time to start recording my tyrants? So yeah, sorry for the tears at the beginning of the episode. I was a little sad because one of the housewives' moms passed away and I really like her. And she wasn't even sick and she had no idea. And it was just really sad to see that happen on TV. Anyways. Oh my gosh, I'm feeling crazy. What's up, tyrants? Happy Wednesday. I hope you guys are having an amazing week. I hope you guys are having just a stunna-yang, gorgeous hump day. And I'm having a great week. I'm in my preparation. You know how when you join the military, you go through a thing called basic training? I'm in basic training for Coachella right now. The period of time before you enter the festival grounds in which you are testing your body, you are preparing your body for the absolute malnutrition, dehydration, alcoholism that is coming forth. It is the time in which you prepare the outfits as if you are attending the Met Gala. Meanwhile, you are walking around in the grass and the dirt. It is the time that you prepare your wallet for the absolute bankruptcy that is headed your way. It is the time that you need to drink liquid IV. You need to drink agua. You need to really be on your bullshit. And you know I've been on my bullshit because guess what? Brrr. I have not drank since St. Patrick's Day. I did it, you guys. Clap if you're proud. I'm very proud of myself. I will not lie. I know I make myself sound like an alcoholic on here, but I'm not. I promise. When I want to stop, I can stop. And I really wanted a break before Coachella, and I did it. It's been like 3.5 weeks, and I feel so good. I honestly feel like that's why I've been a little bit kookier on the podcast the last few episodes, because my personality's back. I'm not hungover, and I'm not tired, and my brain cells are growing back. So, yeah, you know, get used to this energy from Ty French. Because I think when I get back from Coachella, maybe I'll take another break. But anyways, I'm so ready for a tequila shot when I get to Camp Rat and I set everything up. I'm so excited to be running through the fields. Oh my gosh, there's so many artists I'm so excited to see. I can't wait to give you guys a recap when I get back. Japanese House, you guys know. I talk about them all the time. It's literally my favorite. If you guys like chill, calm music, but like that's still vibey. They're like a little bit chiller than like 1975, but like same vibe. Japanese House. I'm so excited to see them. I'm so excited to see Ray. I'm so excited to see Lana Del Rey. I'm so excited to see Dom Dalla, John Summit, Gal Stefa. I don't know how to say that name. Gal Stefa sign. Let me see. Chappelle Roan. So excited. A lot of you guys, a lot of the tyrants have been sending me her in the DMs. Mamas, I'm a homosexual man in Los Angeles, California. You don't think I've heard of Chappelle Roan? Hello? Hello? I'm a homosexual and I love pop princesses. But I do appreciate you guys making sure that she was on my radar. Gesaffelstein. Anyways, like a DJ, I'm pretty sure he's German. And he's going to be so fun. There's just so many people I'm so excited to see. Doja will be so fun. Who else? The Purple Disco. Wait, is it called Purple Disco Machine? Yeah, Purple Disco Machine. The Blessed Madonna. Chloe. There's just so many. And I'm so excited to give you guys a rundown. I know I told you guys I'm going to vlog. But I'm going to say on the permanent record of this episode, I'm going to try my best to vlog, okay? More on that to come. More on the Patreon to come. I'll keep you guys updated as I know more and once I'm ready to share the deets of that venture. But until then, stay tuned on the Instagram stories if you want to be living vicariously through me. If you want to support the Rat King. I won't lie. Why do I literally think Coachella is the Met Gala? Like, why do I think Coachella is the Met Gala? Why do I spend an arm and a leg on clothing? And why do I literally prepare for months? And why? You know what? I'm not even going to ask why, because it's fun. Like, who cares? Let me have fun. But I will say, last year and 2 years ago were probably some of my favorite outfits I've ever had. And it was going to be really hard to outdo them. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of scared. And Your Honor, I object. Overruled. I don't even know what I'm saying. I have successfully outdone myself. I really have. I've really outdone myself. I've been shitting my pantyhose and literally biting my nails off because I've been so scared that nothing was going to arrive on time. And if you guys have been an OG and you guys have been following me for a while, you know, it's always stressful. There's always, you know, I'm always waiting down to the wire and chasing down UPS. And today when I walked in after my shoot, I walked into my last package that I was waiting for. Hallelujah. I had no tracking for it. It was also a gift from a brand. And I wasn't sure if they actually sent it or not, but I built a whole entire outfit based off of the boot and the hat. And so much to my surprise, I walked in and they actually made it. The brand, I love you. Thank you for sending it. But also, you really made me anxious. You really made me wait until the final second to know if that I was going to have those items for Coachella. And I really needed to plan the outfit around them and I need to try them on and make sure that the boots fit in. Anyways, I've just been a anxiety case. And also the weather, one day says it's going to rain. One day says it's going to be 100 degrees. I have no idea. I'm just going in. Now it's like, what's done is done. I'm as prepared as I can be. And I'm ready. I'm ready for the war that is Coachella. I'm ready for the Met Gala that is Coachella, the red carpet that is Coachella. I'm ready for the absolute fun that is Coachella. I'm ready for the music, the vibes, the sunshine. I'm ready to see Billy. I'm ready to run in the field with Nick Mackey. It is just going to be so much fun. And oh gosh, I can't wait to give you guys an update. So stay tuned on that next week. Billy will be in town. She's coming back with me from Coachella. And so we will be able to give you guys a Camp Rat rundown together. Oh my gosh. Total eclipse of the heart. We had an eclipse. We had an eclipse earlier this week. Now, am I the only one that thinks that they're always saying that it's like once in a lifetime opportunity to see an eclipse? Whoa. But I feel like that happens every year. I feel like that happens every 6 months. And I feel like I never really actually see it. So I haven't been yet in the totality where like the moon is completely over the sun and I would like to see it. So maybe I need to wait for that to happen again. I don't know if that, like I said, they say it only happens every so often or like, you know, every whatever, but I feel like it happens a lot. So the next one, I need to make sure I'm in the line of totality so I can see. I will say I went blind for a little bit trying to look for it. I won't lie. I went blind a little bit because I looked up in the sky and, you know, I was seeing circles in my eyes for a minute. But then I pulled over because I needed to see it. I needed to see if I could see it. So I pulled over. My windows on my on my Jeep are very tinted. So I climbed my ass in the back seat and I tried to look through the window through the tinting or the sun through the tinting, it still was a little too bright. So then I put on my sunglasses, and then I jumped in the backseat, and then I looked through the window and up at the sun, and I could kind of see it. I could kind of get like a vibe. I still kind of went a little blind. Stay tuned for that to return, or I might be the next Helen Keller. I don't know. I might be. Bingo. But yeah, I mean, very cool. I thought that, you know, maybe a solar eclipse was like some good luck, you know. Maybe it was like a cute thing for your moon rising to be. I don't know. I'm not, whatever. Apparently it's bad luck. JC told me that it's bad luck and that you need to, you know, not go outside, stay inside, protect yourself. And I was outside. I didn't protect myself. I went down to Newport. I recorded two episodes for What We Said that is coming very soon. So stay tuned on Instagram stories for that. They're actually really good episodes. One of them might get me canceled because you bitches love to hate on when influencers complain. And guess what? I'm complaining the whole episode. I'm not complaining, but like we're talking about the influencer space, and that is just a really touchy subject. So stay tuned on that. What else did I do yesterday? Oh, I got to see my good friend, Maddie Gilliland, who was the one with me in the photo of me and Gigi Hadid when we touched Taylor Swift's hand at Coachella in 2016. Her family lives in Newport and she was in town. So I got to go and see her for a little bit. Yeah, yesterday was just a busy day. I've just been so busy lately because also this weekend was the Tezza Gallery. And special shout out to the tyrants who came to the Tezza Gallery and I got to meet. I was so freaking happy. You guys were so cute. And nothing in this life makes me happier or feel more fulfilled as a creator than when someone comes up to me and is like, I'm a tyrant. Whew, I've got a boner just thinking about it. Literally, my pussy is wet, soaking. Ew. Okay, I take that back. I was so excited. It just makes me so happy. Yeah, I don't know. But because I feel like sometimes I'm just talking to a void. And when I get to put faces to your guys' names, and you guys are so nice, and then we have the same sense of humor. And like, I don't know. I just love you. I'm so glad that I got to meet some of you guys at the Tezza Gallery. And the Tezza Gallery was so amazing. Special shout out to Tezza. The Tezza Cam is literally iconic. I'm going to be using it all Coachella. The Tezza app is just amazing and they just kill it. I'm so freaking proud of them. They really are that bitch. They really are. And she's just I got stuck talking to this guy who was really, really nice. And if you're listening, because he followed my podcast, shout out. I don't remember your name, but this really nice guy from Sweden. And he was just asking me like all these questions about Tezza. And he was just like so curious about like how she got started and her inspiration in the app and like if she does anything else and her and Cole's working relationship and whatever. And I gave that man a free personalized 50-minute podcast episode of Tyrants solely based on my fandom for Tezza. And honestly, I left the conversation like, oh, I really do love that girl. And they really are that bitch. Like I was just, you know, telling her whole life story and, you know, how she got started in the app and how she's just so humble and she's so nice and she's the hardest working person I know. And yeah, anyways, shout out Tezza. Love you. Download the Tezza app or you're dumb and your photos up. But yeah, I will say, you guys obviously know I'm an influencer. I'm a photographer. I'm a podcaster extraordinaire, socialite, whatever you want to. Imagine I call myself a socialite as my career. Bye. Bullet to the brain. No, but I haven't worked a 9-to-5 job since I worked at Michael's Craft Store in Gilbert, Arizona, when I was 16, and I only worked there for like 6 months, but I worked the Tezza Gallery and I just wore like, I wouldn't like really work it. It wasn't hard, but I was wearing a t-shirt that said, let me take your photo or ask me to take your photo, something like that. Because we wanted people to create, come in, vibe, and know how to use the app. Oh my gosh, excuse me. God. I'm trying to get better about not going through and like editing shit. So, you know, sometimes you might hear a cough, whatever. It's the Big Mac. It's coming back. We wanted people to, you know, learn how to use the new feature in the Tezza app, the Tezza Cam. And anyways, so I did that for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. I am sorry. I'm sorry for influencers comparing our jobs to 9-to-5s. I don't think they're comparing, but anyways, I understand what y'all are saying. Standing up, I got there at 9 a.m. and we left at 5 p.m. Whoa, I was standing the whole time. I was chatting to new people. I felt like I was working retail, you know? I was chatting to new people, helping them take pics, talking about the app. Oh, my God. If I did that as my normal job, like, I'd probably get used to it. And, like, you get more in a flow. But you guys know, when I talk to the tyrants, that is about it. That is my only form of communication, unless I'm at the homosexual bar down the street Friday through Sunday. I don't talk to people. I don't do things during the week. I am by myself Monday through Friday, and I'm working and I'm doing stuff, but, like, it's mostly, like, at my house and I'm creating, or I'm, you know, self-shooting on a tripod or whatever. You bitches that have to go and work a retail job, or if you're a barista or whatever job that requires you to be standing up from the hours of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., the amount of respect I have for you, you deserve the world. It is not an easy task. And to be so on for everyone and to, you know, give everyone the best experience and to be so kind and, oh, my God, I'm not meant to work with a consumer. I guess let's put it that way. I'm not meant to work with a customer. In person, you know, I don't like that. I don't like that dynamic, but the Tessa Gallery was amazing. It was so fun. They crushed the event and yeah, it was fun. But I literally am, my social battery is ground zero. And Drew's birthday was this weekend and Jose's boyfriend. And so we went to, he like rented out a bar and I was like, you know, am I going to drink? Am I not? I've already made it this far before Coachella. I might as well not. But also, I just had the longest day at the Tessa Gallery. I literally stayed until 5. And then I went home, hurry and change, and then met him at 6 in Venice at the bar called The Little Friend that he, like, rented out. And it was so cute. And I feel bad because, obviously, it's his birthday. He spent a lot of money on it. And, like, I wanted to show up and be, like, the most fun that I could be. You know, so energetic and just happy time, whatever. Oh, my God. My social battery was at ground zero. Ground zero. There was none. There was no social battery left. And I was like, I actually am so tired that I don't even think drinking would help it. And I have made it this far. I'm not going to drink. So I didn't drink. If you guys are proud of me, clap. But I didn't stay late. I only stayed till like 9:30. And I think they all like went out after and whatever, which I did feel bad about. Because if that was my birthday, I'd be like, you're drinking. And I don't care how tired you are. Like, we're celebrating me. So I'm sorry, Drew. I love you. Let's go for drinks when I'm drinking again after Coachella. But it was fun. I did have so much fun. And it was fun to catch up with a lot of my friends that I haven't seen in a while. Teza and Cole came as well, which was so sweet. Yeah, all in all, it was a really good weekend. The weather was really good. And yeah, I just had a lot of vibes. After the Tessa Gallery on Sunday, the whole team was like, we are dead. Like, we need, that high-pitched we deserves jail. I'm so sorry to all your eardrums. We, oh, how can I even do that? Am I like Ariana Grande? Sometimes when I get really hyper, I talk really fast. Like, I am a clown. My voice is literally a clown. I will say, one of you tyrants DM'd me and said that you think that I should go into voice acting. And I should. For clowns. But I could be in, like, the next Trolls movie or something, you know? Anyways, what was I saying? We all went to Tessa's house after, and we hopped in her pool, which is heated. So it was, like, kind of a hot tub. It was so relaxing. It felt so nice on our feet. We ordered Thai food. We got to hang out with Coco. She was being so cute and making me, like, jump in the pool with her a million times. And, yeah, all in all, great weekend. I am just really, really hustling this week, trying to get ready for Coachella and all my outfits. And I'm so excited for you guys to see them. Oh, my gosh. I had the worst nightmare on Saturday night. I think my social battery was just so low after the Tessa Gallery and after Drew's birthday party. And obviously all day I had been helping Tessa at the gallery. And so I had a dream. Now, anyone with veneers, I don't know if I've talked about this before. Yes, I have veneers. My front top 6 teeth are veneers. Wait, I'm having deja vu. Did I talk about this? Anyways, I have nightmares. Like, if I'm really tired or I just, like, have, like, really spicy food before bed or anything, I will have nightmares about losing my teeth. Like, that is the one thing that I have recurring nightmares about. Because probably the trauma from Coachella 2017, but also, oh, this motorcycle. You guys, we got so far in the episode without hearing one. Anyways, what was I saying? Yeah, your teeth can fall out, technically. Like, they're not attached to your skull. Like, they're on there by bonding. And I pray every day that they never fall out. So it is a fear of mine. I won't lie. It is something that I just, it's a cross I have to bear. It's a burden that I have to deal with because that's the cost of having a Chuck E. Cheese smile. Jeez. Anyways, so I had a nightmare and I wrote it down in my notes because it was so vivid and it was so crazy that I wanted to tell my tyrants. Let me paint the scene. I'm at Tezza's home and I'm helping her move a rug. And my hands are full. The rug is large. The rug is heavy. The rug then is placed into my mouth and carried, dragged by my teeth to move it. You know, just trying to be a good friend to Tezza, trying to move this rug for her, but my hands are full, so I have to use my teeth. And I get the rug where it needs to go. And then I go sit down on this little stool and I kind of feel my teeth because they're feeling a little loose. They're feeling a little, you know, maybe you shouldn't have done that. And then I look in the mirror and all of my teeth are gone. They are bloody. They are nubs. They are looking like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. They are looking like shark bait. They are so scary. And when I tell you the devastation, and I didn't want Tezza to feel bad. So I like was like, oh, like, no, like, I'm fine, whatever. Like, I think my teeth fell out. And she was like, what? Like, what do we do? Like, let's get you to your dentist, whatever. And I was like, no, I'll be fine. And next, I don't really know how I ended up here. But then I'm in my grandmother's basement in Utah, where I used to live when I lived with her after I graduated high school. It's a Sunday. So I can't get into my dentist to get my teeth replaced, to get them fixed. I can't fly there immediately or whatever. My friend Nick Mackey was there with a ton of our friends and they were partying in the room next to me. Imagine all your teeth fall out. You're at your grandma's house. Your friend is with all your friends partying in the other room and they don't give a rip that all your teeth just fell out. Nick Mackey, I'm mad at you. Even though it was a dream, I'm pissed. You're gonna have to make up to me at Coachella. You're gonna have to make it up to me. I can't talk. Anyways, so I was having a breakdown in the other room. And then two tyrants came up to me. Obviously, I love when tyrants come up to me. Maybe, you know, tyrants came up to me at the Tezza Gallery, so maybe it was fresh in my mind. This time it was a nightmare. Two tyrants came up to me and started asking me questions. Just, you know, wanted to know some things about me, which is amazing. I would obviously answer questions of tyrants if I met them out in public. But not if I had just lost all my teeth. You know what I'm saying? Like, if my mouth is bloody and I have literally sharp teeth, maybe read the room, hustle like muchacho, and we'll catch up later at the next event. So they started asking me questions, and I was like, I'm so sorry, but goodbye. Bye-bye. And then I went, this is where it really gets crazy, because then it happened in real life. Then I go in the other room, and I open a notepad. And I start writing out exactly what happened to me. I was like journaling, like, oh my gosh, I was at Tezza's. I was trying to move a rug or whatever because I wanted to talk about it on the podcast and I didn't want to forget, as if I would forget losing all my teeth. Like, I write down stuff in my notes all the time when I don't want to forget to talk about it on the podcast, obviously. But, you know, there are sometimes just things that happen to me on the weekend or during the week that I don't have to write down because I'm well aware that I'm not going to forget talking about it. And forgive me, but I think that if my teeth fell out, if all my teeth fell out by dragging a large 12x16 rug out of Tessa's backyard into a Mercedes G-Wagon, all my veneers fell out, I don't think that I will forget to bring that up. I literally cannot even express to you. When I woke up, dazed, confused, my big, fat, juicy lip goes across my front six teeth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh my God. I'm not even exaggerating. A sigh of relief exuded out of my lungs at the hour of 6 a.m. upon which I woke up. 6 a.m. I wake up. My tongue goes across my teeth and I go, relief. Oh my gosh. These sirens. Was I being too loud? Oh my God. Tyrants. That sums up the dream. The sirens really threw off my groove. You know, it really put a damper in the... Oh my God, you guys. It's that time of night where the street's getting feral. I thought I was recording early enough, but... Oh no! Dreams are so crazy though because they can be so realistic that when you wake up and you actually don't know if it actually happened or not. Like, I literally had to touch my teeth with my tongue to understand if they had fallen out or not. But then when I read back the dream and I think about it, I'm like, I'm at my grandma's house in Utah. I was dragging a rug with my teeth. Like, I would never do that. Of course it was a dream. I will say I do have dreams sometimes because I will sleep through
anything.
I will sleep through a fire alarm. I will sleep through... My building could be burning down. Guess what? I could be literally Hurricane Katrina. And guess what? I'm on a floaty. Nothing. Nothing can faze me. Maybe that's just when I was younger. Maybe now a lot fazes me because I'm, you know, on a fight or flight because that's just the phase of life I'm in. But 9 times out of 10, when I have an alarm set in the morning, if it's really early, like 5 a.m., I can sleep through an alarm going off for 3 hours. I'm not exaggerating, but I will hear it. But what my brain does to allow me to keep sleeping, but honestly, it's a form of torture. I will have a nightmare that my alarm is going off and I can't turn it off. Like, I keep trying and I keep trying. I'm so tired. And I'm like, please, like, go off. Like, please, I'm pressing every button. That will be happening for 2 hours. I'm like, no wonder I'm having a nightmare. My neighbor's probably having a nightmare. It's like, turn that fucking beeping off, please. So I apologize. I apologize to the neighbor. And JC can corroborate this story because it's happened to her. Like, I will have to set 5,000 alarms because here's the other issue. I will turn it off in real life in my sleep without being aware. So I've really got to have like 12. And now I use this app called Alarmy that you have to enter in a math equation. You guys know I'm dumb as a pile of rocks. I can't do a math equation, let alone at 6 o'clock in the morning when I'm half asleep. So it really does kind of wake me up. But even then I have to, you know, sometimes I got to do 2 or 3 alarms just to make sure. And you can set the math equation to different levels of difficulty. And yeah, mine's at the hard one. I'm going to have to do division. And you guys know I don't know how to do division. I cheated through high school. I don't know how to do division. Never learned how to do long division. That little parentheses thing that goes over the number. Never once in my life, I swear to God, have I done that. I do not understand division. It makes absolutely no sense to me. You're telling me you put a 3 and then a little squiggly check mark upside down and then a 9 in there. And then it's like 3 divided by 9. And then nope. And then the decimals. Oh my God, the decimals. Absolutely not. Jail. Also, if you can't tell by now, today's episode is just a fun little rant, a fun little catch up. There's not really any pop culture things that I really feel so inclined to talk about. Yeah, none. I feel like I've just been so enthralled and so enveloped with Coachella prep that, like, I literally haven't really been watching that many new shows. I haven't really been keeping up with anything. Honestly, you know what also it is? I told you guys that I was kind of in a deep, deep fandom phase of Beyonce. And I still am. Love her. Love that bitch. Love you, B. If you're listening to this, love you, Tyron. Love you, girly. I'm really just in that. I was in that phase. I'm in that phase. But last week with Cowboy Carter coming out, I just got so sucked in. All my algorithms were it. Like, I was so focused on it. I was so, like, deep into it, as if you guys couldn't tell on the last few episodes. But I really needed to just, like, take a breather. I needed to take a step back from the pop culture world. It was, like, enveloping me for a second. So I haven't really been keeping up with, like, Pop Crave or TMZ or Page Six the last week. I don't really have anything to say. But I feel like it'll be fun to see who goes to Coachella and all the Coachella parties. Tezza is actually going to be the sponsor. She's one of the sponsors of the 818 party. So it'll be so fun to see if she meets Kendall. Maybe if she meets Kendall, when Billy and I do our recap, we'll have to call her on the podcast and get her POV from the situation. As you guys know, I've already met Kendall. We're great friends. We met at the Vuv Clicquot Polo Classic and we were matching and she said we were matching. And we also have a gorgeous photo together. But yeah, I don't know. That's neither here nor there. It's just, you know, I'm really cultured and really into the pop culture scene. And, you know, I really just get invited to amazing events. And anyways, yeah, I don't really have any like pop culture shit that I really wanted to talk about. But oh my gosh, Lonely Ghost and Baze did a collab, like an airport collab, and they sent me the most amazing PR package I've ever gotten in my life. And now, this is amazing, and this isn't a disclaimer. I'm just saying, if this PR package had come 2 months ago, oh my gosh, I would have like kissed the ground they walked on. I would have literally pooped my pants. I would have done a Hail Mary. I would have joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints again. I would have done anything for this to show up, because they sent me the most gorgeous, cute, bright red, text me when you land, carry-on suitcase. Dun, dun, dun. Now, if that's not registering to you, why that's such a big deal. Ew, why do I sound like Michael Jackson? Bye. If that's not registering to you, why that is such a big deal to me, then you are not caught up on the podcast, okay? Which is fine. We have busy lives. It's fine. Before I went to Puerto Vallarta, I needed a carry-on suitcase. I hadn't had one since mine broke after lugging all my podcast equipment to Madrid. And I finally was like, I've been traveling so much. I went to Guatemala. My duffel bag broke because of the stairs. I need to be an adult. I need to spend the $300 and I need to have the away suitcase. They didn't have the color I wanted, but I was literally leaving town the next day. I had to just get a random ass color. And they made me check my bag at the airport. And literally, I went on one trip and my $300 brand new suitcase is scuffed beyond compare. It is so ugly. I literally hate it. Now, cut 3 weeks, and Baze and Lonely Ghost sends me a new carry-on suitcase that's way cuter. Now, I'm blessed. I'm grateful. It's amazing. But could you have sent it to me before I spent the $300 on the away? Now, some tyrants were wondering, you know, fresh out of the box, what am I thinking, away or Baze? And I will say, I don't know what the price is of the Baze suitcase, but I'm leaning towards the Baze. Away can suck my ass unless they want to sponsor tyrants, in which case, Away is so much better than Baze. Unless Baze wants to sponsor the podcast. And then Away is a big pile of trash, belongs in the garbage. It's recycled material that is not like in a sustainable way, which is amazing. It's recycled trash, garbage. Yeah, so now I just have this really cute suitcase, but now I have two carry-ons. You guys know I live in a freaking studio apartment. It was already hard enough having one carry-on. Now I got two and a big suitcase. You know what? I'm not going to complain. I'm going to accept my small wins. And this is a win. I also will say, I'm loving the red color. The whole collection, the whole collaboration is so stunning. And the fact that my good Judy, Indy Blue, started this brand, I'm just so proud of her. And now she literally is doing collabs with Shay Mitchell from Pretty Little Liars and Baze. Like, you really did that, girl. You really did that, Indy, our fellow tyrant. She's been on the podcast before. Next time she comes to LA, we need to have her on the podcast. And I would love to talk to her about like branding and how she comes up with ideas for these collaborations and stuff. I feel like last time she was on, it was all just like pop culture and, you know, just like random stuff. But yeah, I'd love to pick her brain about creativity. She's literally one of the most creative people I know. Obviously, she went viral from like those traveling videos and stuff way back in the day, which also bring those back. I tried to bring that back after my Guatemala video, but none of you guys engaged and none of you guys cared about it. But I spent so much time on that video and I loved it so much. I thought it was so cute. I am glad I did it because now I can look back and watch it. And literally it perfectly encapsulated the entire trip. I was so sad because I thought that Leon was playing at Coachella, but she ain't. That was my brain. Self-tab, sabotage. She ain't playing. Oh, one pop culture thing I did want to talk about is Lady Gaga just posted the Joker trailer. Comes out in theaters October 4th. It is, I don't know, guys, I don't know, friends, you guys know, I don't know how to pronounce shit, but it's called Joker Folie à Deux. Folie à Deux. Yeah. Folie à Deux. Folie à Deux. I don't know. I don't speak French, but wow, it looks amazing. It looks so good. Joaquin Phoenix is literally amazing. I don't think I've seen any of the other Jokers or Batmans or Harley Quinns or anything. So I'm really excited to see this. I think it's a musical. I think that they released an article like a few weeks ago that said that there's like 17 songs, but they're all covers or something. So, I mean, Lady Gaga is literally one of the most talented people to walk this planet Earth. And she's perfect for this part. And she's amazing at singing and performing. So I'm so excited to see this. I love that it's coming out in October before Halloween. I hate when they come out with movies like this. Like Wednesday Addams came out like right after Halloween. And I'm like, now I don't want to watch it because it's weird and spooky. I want to watch it before Halloween. I want to get me in the mood. I want to be able to dress up and vibe and whatever. I guess you don't want to be like labeled as like a Halloween movie, but this one comes out October 4th. So I'm excited. It's going to get me in the vibe, get me in the spirit. I'm not saying it's like Halloween-y, but you know, they're like playing dress up and the Joker is kind of creepy and scary. And in October, I'm ready for that. I'm down for that vibe. The only other pop culture thing that I feel like I wanted to discuss, but I'm not, my thoughts aren't fully evolved yet. And not, I need to do more research because JoJo Siwa. JoJo Siwa, you look like a fool. You look like clowns. Karma's a bitch. You shouldn't know better. Karma's a bitch. Yeah, she's with you right now. I'm going to need to let my thoughts simmer a little bit before I say anything that I want to, you know, retract. But yeah. Anyways, I'm so sorry that today's episode is just me rambling. I'm also so sorry that it's short, but I've got to dash off to an event and then I've got to go pack my car at Nick Mackey's house. And, you know, there's only so many hours in a day, folks. There's only so many hours in a day. What can I say? I'm just needed everywhere. Everyone wants a piece of me. You want a piece of me, Miss Bad Media Karma. Another day, another drama. Guess I can't see no harm in working and being a mama. And with the kid on my arm, I'm still an exception. And hey, you want a piece of me. You want a piece of me, Mr. Zos, likely to get on the TV, the stripping on the streets, when getting the groceries, but for real, are you kidding me? Free Britney! Free Britney, Britney Spears, we love you. Piece of me, best song ever. If you want to hear me talk about the first time I heard that song, pretty sure it's in the memoir episode. I don't know. But anyways, I'm going to jet off to this event. I'm going to get this episode up for you guys on time. And don't you worry, just because this one is a little shorter does not mean that Fridays will be short. Friday, you're going to have a full episode ready, available on time. Hopefully, unless we don't run into technical issues. I guess I shouldn't promise anything. But anyways, it'll be up. It's going to be French Tips, obviously, second Friday of the month. And anyways, yeah. Have a great week, you guys. Happy Wednesday. Wish me good energy packing for Coachella and a safe drive out to the desert. Pray for me, honestly. Love you.
Bye.